This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Rescuers have pulled a two-week-old baby girl, together with her mother and her grandmother, alive from the rubble of an apartment building in Turkey's quake-stricken town of Erciyes. The dramatic rescue comes some 48 hours after the 7.2 magnitude earthquake toppled some 2,000 buildings in eastern Turkey. Earlier in the day, a pregnant woman and her two children were also pulled out of the rubble, reviving hopes for those still searching for loved ones. So far, nearly 460 people have been confirmed killed. Nearly 1,400 others are listed as injured. Nearly 500 aftershocks have also rattled the area, which is located along Turkey's eastern border with northern Iran. Bangkok's secondary airport has now suspended both outgoing and incoming flights after floodwaters breached its northern perimeter. Floodwaters are now threatening areas around the Dong Muang Airport, which sits in northern Bangkok, the worst-hit area of the capital. City's international airport, which is on the outskirts of the city, is still operating, though. Meantime, one of Bangkok's main zoos has now been forced to evacuate several animals. The country's worst flooding in half a century, brought on by heavy monsoon rains since July, has left more than 360 people dead. Five people are listed as missing after massive flooding hit northern Italy on Tuesday. An onslaught of torrential rains has overflowed rivers, stranding motorists, and in some cases sweeping away vehicles. Rains have also been causing severe property damage in northern Italy. Heavy storms have already left two people dead in Italy in the past week. Those deaths occurred in the central and southern parts of the country. The man who gained notoriety in the last U.S. presidential election as Joe the Plumber is now going to make a run at a congressional seat. Sam Wurzelbacher is going to run as a Republican nominee in Toledo, Ohio. Wurzelbacher gained national notoriety during the 2008 election campaign when he openly challenged then-Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama about his economic policies during a campaign stop. Dubbed Joe the Plumber by the media, Wurzelbacher was then featured in a number of speeches by Obama's competition, Senator John McCain, in a bid to try to gain grassroots electoral support. Wurzelbacher later toured the country, making stops at many Tea Party rallies. Canada's central bank has now left its key interest rates unchanged at 1%. The Bank of Canada is warning that the European Union is headed for a brief recession and the global economy is slowing down. The bank is warning that it expects the global economic slowdown to last for at least the next three quarters. As far as its own economy is concerned, the Bank of Canada says despite a sharp spike in consumer prices in September, the weakening economy and a reduction of energy costs will likely ease the risk of substantial inflation in Canada. The bank estimates that Canada's economy will expand by 2.1% this year, followed by 1.9% growth next year and 2.9% in 2013. The South Korean Coast Guard has now released two Chinese fishing boats detained over the weekend. The boats are making their way back home today. Two fishing boats with 20 crew members on board were seized on allegations of illegally operating in South Korea's exclusive economic zone. The two fishing boats and all crew members have been released after paying a fine. U.S. House Speaker John Boehner is now knocking the Chinese currency ball back into U.S. President Barack Obama's court. Speaking to reporters in connection with the U.S. Senate's controversial currency bill, Boehner says it should be up to Obama to take the lead on an issue connected to the value of the renminbi. Boehner has also told the news conference that he views the Senate-sponsored bill as a very dangerous policy. The bill, which has already passed through the Senate, would compel the U.S. government to impose sanctions on countries that it feels artificially keeps its currency undervalued. Boehner has already said that he has no plans to bring the bill to a vote in the House, meaning that it will never likely become law. China's television watchdog has now capped the amount of entertainment programs, including reality TV shows, that satellite channels can broadcast from the start of next year. Each of the country's 34 satellite channels will be limited to two programs each week. This is according to a new statement issued by the State Administration of Radio, Film, and Television. Under the new directive, a channel can only broadcast a maximum of 90 minutes of entertainment content each day, and only between 7:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. The decision is designed to help curb TV channels and shows of excessive entertainment and low taste. The new rules will come into enforcement on January the 1st. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.